Nice enough to join us now on Express Bet Radio is the track announcer here at Belmont Park. Of course, in just about a month, less than a month, he'll be the track announcer up at the Old Spa. Larry Comas here on Express Bet Radio. Larry, it's Anthony and Stabile and Mike Vesey. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Hi, Larry.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Of course, this morning, Larry announced that he would be resigning his position, stepping down from Gulfstream Park. What are some of the things that went into that decision, Larry?
Well, the main thing was I just decided that I was calling too long during the year. I've been pretty much under an 11-month schedule, and when you're calling all these races like I do, the Triple Crown races and the Breeders' Cup and the great races at Belmont and Saratoga, just, you know, there's a lot of high pressure involved with that stuff, and I had a long talk with Tom Durkin about this, and you know, just was time to do that. You know, it was one of those situations where it was I felt I was better off having a little more time off in the winter, and I decided to make the move.
So you're here from April to. And by here, I mean New York. Here, April to October, and of course you have those Triple Crown and the Breeders' Cup days sprinkled in. So you're not going to do any. You're going to shut it down for the better part of the winter months. Correct?
Yeah, that's the plan. I would call the Breeders' Cup, which I think is November 4th and 5th this year, and then after that, probably just if something comes along, small projects. Otherwise, I might just be, just kind of hanging out and getting fresh and ready to come back to action around April of the next year.
You know, Larry, one of the things that and I've talked about this a bunch of times, I've written on the HRN blog. Growing up, I wanted to be a racetrack announcer, and I think it's one of the more interesting jobs to a fan. And we have a lot of great fans here, especially on the Horse Racing Radio Network. And I get a lot of questions about, what goes into a race call, the different procedures and the different methodologies. Talk us through how you prepare for a day at the races.
Just for a regular old day, let's call it a weekday at Belmont Park, what I would do is I usually get to the track maybe around 11 o'clock, and at that point I'll go over everything, looking at the racing form, the program, and make sure I know all the horses that are running that day, how to pronounce their names. If I have any questions, I'll start Googling names or looking at past race calls, whatever it takes to make sure I'm good with that. And then I'll delve into each race one at a time. I don't like to go and get ahead of myself the whole day. So I'll start looking at the first race, how that race might be run, get an idea of who the horses are in that race. And when they come onto the track for that race, I start memorizing the horses' names by looking at the jockey silks. And I get them all in my head, and I know I'm good when I can say every horse's name looking through my binoculars without having to look down at my program. And then you call the race, call what you see and say what you think's important, and then when that's over, within about a minute after you read the prices, you forget all those horses' names and you start again, and you get a new bunch and you get them in your head. So the process goes on and on and on, and it's one that you use your brain quite a bit, and your brain gets tired, and I think that's one of the main reasons why it's a good opportunity for me to give it a little bit of a break by taking the winter off.
I appreciate the man we're talking about, Larry Comas, track announcer here at the New York Racing Association, as well as for the Triple Crown and Breeders' Cup on NBC. I appreciate all the hard work you put in and the background work you put in, because in the winter times at Gulfstream, Keisha Courtney and I would be doing these Express Bet radio shows, and we would just rely on you for the correct pronunciation of a horse's name. We would literally say to each other, Larry did the work, so we'll just wait for him to say it, and then we'll just go with that.
Yeah, I'm pretty much a stickler for pronunciation. I try my best to do it a certain way, and with some of the foreign words, you have websites that you can use to to help with that. And I just want to try to make it sound as the name as authentic and as proper as it is, can be.
Now, you said for a regular Thursday afternoon, perhaps, here at Belmont Park, is there a difference on a big day, say a Breeders' Cup Friday or a Breeders' Cup Saturday, going into the Triple Crown last year, especially here at Belmont Day with American Pharoah? I mean, obviously, the adrenaline's going, but is there other methods that you might implement on special days like those?
Oh, yeah, there's much, much more preparation for those days. What I'll do, especially with Breeders' Cup, is in as far advanced as I possibly can, I'll get cutouts of all the silks of the horses that are supposed to run at the Breeders' Cup, and I'll start memorizing all the Breeders' Cup horses, you know, a couple of weeks in advance, and even before that, review replays of major stakes races of horses I think are going to be running in the Breeders' Cup. Listening to backstories about different horses, trying to learn as much about different horses as I can, so that when the Breeders' Cup comes, those horses are like my best friends, and I know everything I need to know about them. So I think that's key as far as being able to be prepared for that. Same thing with the Kentucky Derby. All the Derby preps, watch every one of them, find out as much as you possibly can about the horses, and memorize their silks well in advance. There's just a lot more preparation for those races because there's a lot more people paying attention, and there's more horses, and it's just a lot more preparation goes into something like that.
You getting ready for the Old Spa?
Oh, can't wait. I mean, I love Belmont Park. It's a great place. You know, it's such an historic place, but there's just something about Saratoga. It's just, you just walk through those gates, and it's like, whoa. Yeah, and I am more than excited about getting back up there. I am ready to roll for sure.
And it's a little more, the configurations of the track a little more different, little different up there than it is down here at Belmont. I would think it's a little tougher to call a race up there, yet you look so forward to it.
It is. But, yeah, I don't care how hard it is. It's still Saratoga. There's more trees in the way. There's a post to the right in front of my face that blocks the finish line. I got to lean to the left. There's just all kinds of stuff. Reflections off of car windows. There's as much as you could possibly imagine. But you're at Saratoga and you just don't care. You're just so happy to be there and be a part of that place. That whatever difficulties there are. Calling races there just doesn't matter.
We're talking to Larry Colmus, track announcer here at the New York Racing Association. Larry, before we let you go, two things. Any specific plans for the time off now in the winter, maybe a little more vacationing, places you haven't seen yet that you might like to go?
Nothing yet. Specifically, I am going to be, figuring out whether I'm going to come down. I'll probably spend a lot of time down in Florida still because it's nice down there in the winter, and probably hang out near Gulfstream Park and maybe come to the races quite a bit, even though I won't be working there. Hoping that our friend the Baron, Mr. Penna, will put me on his team for the Sandy Lane Gold Cup in Barbados. That would be very nice. I'll look forward to doing something like that. That would be a lot of fun too.
Well, that was the second and final thing. The Baron is listening. Anything you'd like to say to him before we let you go today?
I'm losing you there, pal. You're breaking up, unfortunately.
Larry Colmus. Oh, you didn't hear me?
No, I didn't hear you. You actually did break up.
I said, is there anything you'd like to say to the Baron if he's listening?
Oh, say to the Baron, not really, no, other than the fact that, I have a lot of availability in the winter now, and, you know, that's something he might be interested in. He knows where to find me.
Be careful. I'm looking for a co-host on Express Bet Radio. You might be up at Aqueduct all winter long.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Larry, thanks for a few minutes today. Good luck. I'll see you up at the spa.
Sounds good.
I'll see you tomorrow. What am I talking about? We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Thanks, Larry.
Belmont Park.